This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The National Retail Federation says we collectively are going to spend more than $500 billion this holiday season, almost $600 billion to be just a bit more precise. But even a number that big doesn't tell the whole story. Commentator Beth Tytel points out that it doesn't break out the amount spent on gifts that present a challenge so frustrating or that become such a time suck that the gift giver starts to develop irritation or full-blown hostility toward the giftee.
They aren't immortalized in rhyme like the Grinch. Their names aren't synonymous with misanthropy, like Scrooge. But every holiday season, untold numbers of these spirit-sapping characters appear in our midst. They are the hard to buy for, and like the devil himself, they assume many forms. The brother-in-law with no hobbies or interests, the enthusiast so serious about her leisure time pursuits that a civilian will always miss the target, the dad who overnights himself whatever he wants, the teenager with unknowable preferences, the mom who insists she needs nothing. Oh, don't even think about me. The baby with fussy parents. The stress of satisfying the hard to buy for is probably worse than ever this year, thanks to a combination of factors. The still lousy economy, of course, and the growing recognition that all this stuff we buy not only harms the earth, but doesn't even leave us happier. Do I really have to spend $70 on a talking meat thermometer just so I have something to give you? Not to make excuses for the overly particular, but maybe they're right. Many people are already drowning in stuff. By late 2008, the average American was consuming three times as much as the average person did in 1960, according to a Boston College sociology professor. And social scientists affiliated with UCLA found that three-quarters of our nation's garages are too crammed with clutter to hold cars. No wonder the season's most wanted present is the gift card. But even one of those won't necessarily solve your gifting problems. There are now so many gift cards to bowling alleys and steakhouses and beauty supply shops that choosing the right one has become its own challenge and spawned its own depressing trend, the online gift card exchange, where the hard-to-buy-for can sell the gift cards they don't want. Maybe it really is better to give than to receive.
Beth Tytel writes for the Boston Globe. Her most recent book is called Drinking Problems at the Fountain of Youth.